Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. That's the heart and soul of Namibia on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Now, I did promise you that I'll be having a special guest in studio, a human who is deeply passionate about empowering the next generation, with Kristen Hugo. That is from the Inspiring Minds and Manners Initiative. Now, she's here to tell us about an upcoming workshop. Now, this one is titled Flip the Script on Your Story. Now, this workshop is designed specifically for our Namibian youth. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. I'm well, Arthur. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you in studio. It's an honor and a privilege. Now, let's talk a bit about you and your journey. Now, could you share a bit about your journey and the driving force that is Minds and Manners, the initiative, and what led you to focus on the youth specifically?
Okay. Yes, I started off my career as a copywriter.
Okay.
In advertising, worked for many years as a writer. So that is my first love, is stories and storytelling. Mm-hmm. And then also very interested in human behavior.
Yeah.
And how stories influence it. Wow. So after doing that, and I did some script writing and directing in TV and film. And then eventually I was because I was really interested in that part of it and in the branding side of it. I ventured into specific media platforms that we could use for storytelling.
Okay.
And that for a long time, I managed 99FM.
Okay.
Yes, it was my baby under the new brand. So that was a wonderful platform for storytelling as well. Mm-hmm. It's your sister company, so I'm assuming that it's all right that I reference them. Yeah.
Yes,
it's in really your right. studio. Anyway, so I did that for about 10 years. And then I wanted to get deeper into really empowering people and doing the personal development side. That was always with 99FM when we did the journal, the MYD, Master Your Destiny journal and all of that. I always thought that it's so inspiring and it makes a difference in how people think.
Exactly.
And if you can change the way you think, you can change your entire life.
Exactly. Now, diving into, thinking, how do you, plan to get teenagers and the youth to understand and, reimagine certain things? And what practical tools do you expect them to learn within the day of this particular workshop?
Yeah, it is a short day. It's from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Minds and Manners, we actually started we started working in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And then ventured out. But I've always worked with the youth. I used to do it under my other brand, which is Once Upon Mind.
Okay.
So wanted to bring the two things together. So because we talk about the brain and about human behavior,
yeah,
a day is enough for teenagers to grasp the concept. It's a very simple concept, but it's very hard to apply. Mm-hmm. It takes a lifetime. But the basis of it is the fact that we operate from our survival brain. Mm-hmm. We are wired to survive. And thus, everything, the way that we react to other people, all our relationships, our answers to anything, the way that we process the world around us, the way we internalize it, the stories we tell ourselves, and this is where we get to in the workshop. Mm-hmm. We tell ourselves stories that serves to protect us, mm-hmm. and often those stories don't really. It might serve to your brain to think that it's protecting you, but it's actually keeping you from fulfilling your full potential.
Exactly.
And that's what we talk about. And then because I use storytelling, I've always found that breaks through any barriers. And that whether it's grown-ups, whether it's children, whether it's teenagers, as soon as you allow people to hear each other's stories and you can say, well, what are the stories that's not serving you? Mm-hmm. Who has told you all your life that you can't do maths?
Yeah, exactly.
That you're not good enough, stories.
Now, with reference to stories, and you did mention that stories, you found stories very interesting and how they provide an environment where people are comfortable enough to open up. Personally, for you, what's that one thing that you value most about storytelling? And that is, receiving stories and sharing them as well.
Oh, that's a very good question. I think at the heart of it, part of the work that we do is we do some figuring out your values, identifying your values. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that the value system and understanding your own values, and to me, because I did the exercise that we do in the course and mm-hmm. in the class, my values are beauty, wisdom, and compassion.
Okay.
And I am deeply compassionate, and I believe that empathy, to answer your question, mm-hmm. at the core of it is empathy. It's an ability to walk in someone else's shoes and to understand that their behavior is nothing personal. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. So to be able to make that distinction and to say how that person reacts, what they say comes from their stories yeah. and who they are, but my values have to determine my story. And because compassion is one of my values, it's just, for me, it's like breathing. And stories are all about understanding different perspectives mm-hmm. and realizing that you are not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. C.S. Wow. Lewis said that.
Yeah.
We read to know that we are not alone.
Exactly. I like yeah. that. I like that. Thank you for that one. Now, with reference to this workshop, and you did mention it's a short day. Now, I understand with the youth, you know, that attention span has completely dropped. Is this the reason why it's a very short day? What was the idea behind having it, you know, being a short day for the youth to interact with each other?
No, it's very true. And again, at least when you start telling stories, people kind of forget about, and it doesn't feel so much like work. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot to take in. So we also see with the grown-ups that I work with, you know, sometimes it's corporate, you know, these are managers and it's people who are used to meetings, but yeah. it's a lot to take in and it takes a lot to process. So we have to break it down into smaller bits. Mm-hmm. And then we have different tactics to keep it alive. Yeah. You know, it's not supposed to be a lecture from mm-hmm. beginning to end, but it is a lot to take in. So you can only, I mean, the brain can only brings so much.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have to work within that limitation.
Okay, fantastic. Now, with this workshop, what do you see is, or what do you envision the lasting impact would be? And are they follow-up resources that the youth can, you know, jump back into? So what's the lasting impact with the workshop? Mm.
Well, I'm hoping for individuals that it will, at least wherever people are in their personal journeys, either plant a seed or it will give them tools and answers, because we do share all of that, to from the moment that they walk out of there, start changing their narratives.
Okay.
Because that is the program that you run in your brain that will dictate how you see everything in your life. And it really can be as impactful as being freed from limiting thoughts, such as I am what happened to me. So that's a big theme, is you are not what happened to you. Mm-hmm. It happened to you, but you are what you decide to be.
Yeah.
So you have control over that. And that's, we found that to have such a big impact, you know. And for a lot of people, that is the one thing that is holding them back, is their past and their stories and things that were told to them, or that they might not have been intended to have that message, but it's the message that they take.
Exactly.
I'm not good enough. I can't do this. You know, we talk about the brain, about neuroplasticity, the fact that you can, it's been proven scientifically that your brain continues to grow, but you decide where those little tentacles and tendrons in the brain sprout to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, to all our listeners that would like to redefine their perspective and, you know, reimagine things and be part of this, how can one secure a ticket? How can one be there? Do you have to sacrifice a limb? How does that work?
Yes. Okay, well, let's start with the logistics. The workshop will take place on the 24th of mm-hmm. June. Most of the schools are on holidays. I believe one or two aren't yet. But for those who are, so it's the 24th, it's a Tuesday, starts at 8 and will carry on until 3. And we will be serving a lunch as part of it. So it's $250 Namibian, and that includes your lunch. Mm-hmm. And then we will also be giving some takeaway printouts and worksheets that we will be doing together, mm-hmm. take the notes. And then we've got a platform, we've got an Instagram and a Facebook page,
okay.
where we share some information. And we're also in the process of building that and building an app that we hope will be interactive so that people can go back to it and teenagers can go back to it and go find and also share what I find inspiring. They're such amazing platforms. And if they're going to be on their phones 24/7, best they be on things that, that build them and
exactly.
not take away.
That's true. Yeah. So that's Minds and Manners on Instagram, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. You heard it right there. With that said, Christine, thank you so much for joining me in studio. It was a fantastic chat, and we'll be seeing you, you said 24th of June, yes?
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. You heard it right here. Now, if you did miss the chat, if you just tuned in, someone know, you can catch it on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na for you to be able to reimagine your life, reimagine your perspective. She did mention that everything is based on perspective, and I think it's a brilliant initiative for you to look at things a bit differently and open up and also share and receive different stories as well. It's 3:21 right now. Coming your way is Fresh Finance, the encyclopedia. But first, let's quickly check in on Simplex.